its allies to get serious about taking out Iranian-backed rebels operating out of Yemen. They've been attacking shipping in the Persian Gulf. While it's not yet a done deal, Disney has received a key approval to expand its theme park offerings in Anaheim, California. Stocks are in the red on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 90 points. The Nasdaq off 67. The S&P 12 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Tensions were high at Tuesday's Montgomery City Council meeting after a wave of violent incidents swept the city over the weekend. Mayor Stephen Reed acknowledged the shortage in Montgomery's police force while also stressing community intervention as part of the solution. A fire at the Montgomery Fairgrounds 1 month ago destroyed over $700,000 worth of equipment and tools used to set up the fair. Organizers held a press conference Tuesday morning to declare that despite the devastating loss, the Alabama National Fair will be even bigger and stronger in October. An Amber Alert has been issued for 5-year-old Caden Perryman and his 13-year-old sister Janiza Gunn, who were last seen Monday night in Gibbs Village. Investigators believe Janiza abducted her brother and drove off in a 2011 Chevrolet Equinox. The car was located in Selma Tuesday, but the children are still missing. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
The old guy, Scott Deason. Welcome to the program, everybody. Third. You almost died right there on the spot. Third half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is not. Hold your applause. Is she coming back tomorrow?
Yeah, she'll be back tomorrow.
You sure?
No.
I'm not either.
They're flying back today.
She could be at the camp.
But you know what?
Already.
She may be making my bed for me.
Oh, at the camp?
Yeah, because I know my T-shirt is going to say hashtag happy camper.
And
the back of it that says, though, 1-800, I don't care.
I don't care. You, Tammy.
I know how it ends.
Al.
What do I have to be afraid of?
I mean, like I said many, many times, it was the girls. I had nothing to do with it. That's my
Scott,
story.
Scott,
I'm sticking
like,
to it.
Whatever.
They
dominate us. They make us do these things.
Following orders. Yeah. Send them to the camp. Yeah. Let's go to Debbie, who may be in the camp with our ladies. Debbie, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi. I would love to be in the camp. That would be great.
Y'all are all going to be in the camp together. Sky and I, we're making a run for it.
Yeah, look at it.
Okay, I just need a ride. Come get me.
Need a ride. Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
Debbie, there's the tour of the camp.
I can't. I need a ride.
Anyway, I wanted to chime in on what you were talking about earlier. And I don't know if you've ever read the book that Bill O'Reilly put out on Bass Reeves, but they did a documentary on it.
Okay.
It was totally enlightening and very, very sad. I mean, it broke my heart. But this man, it starts with him as a child. He's a slave. His mother apparently is a favorite for the master. Apparently, he tried to protect her, and it ended up bad for him. He ended up being beaten pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
The mother did convince the owner to release him, let him go. So
okay.
He went and told him if he ever came back, he'd kill him. So he did let him go. Well, the young boy is in the woods. He's befriended by some Indians, and he's raised by them.
Okay.
And at the point that the Civil War breaks out, he decides to fight for the, I'm assuming the Union, but I can't remember, so I'm not going to say. At the end of the war, there was a judge that was appointed to clean up the West. You know
okay.
how bad the West was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wanted Bass Reeves because he was a brilliant soldier. He was better than any of the others. And Bass told him he couldn't because he couldn't read. He said, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you who it is. Just go get him.
Okay.
So that's what he did. Over 100 different people, criminals, he had brought in by himself. Incredible. And, you know, back in those days, they had to ride a horse. They didn't get to ride a car. So you could imagine okay. how much time he was on the road. He mm-hmm. even had to bring his own son in for murdering his, you know, daughter-in-law. So it was really very heart-wrenching. Well, at the end of his life now, this man was a U.S. Marshal. He had been working for this judge, and the judge had passed on. It's a new judge now. But he had worked for him for years. He brought in over 100 criminals on his own. He was a you know, real big guy as far as getting things done. And it showed him he's trying to bring in a criminal, and he can't even go into a saloon to go get him because he's black.
Mm. Mm.
And see, that was not the way it was before the Civil War, but all of a sudden, all these signs are telling him he cannot enter a store, or he cannot enter a, you know, place of business. It wasn't that way before.
And yeah, that's interesting. That's the same story I've heard. Hold on just a second. That's a similar story that I've heard to some of the places after the Civil Rights Movement, mm-hmm. that there were places that weren't as, quote, segregated, or the animus wasn't as high, and then all of a sudden things kind of flipped and changed. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a lady that was a writer for the Republican newspaper. I think her name was Tubber. And she okay. was actually the first one kicked off of a train because she was writing for the black community. But at that time, there was a lot of black people in Congress. And mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, let me see, which president was it? Wilson, I believe. He did that law, separate but equal.
Mm. Okay.
Where they all had to be separated at that point. And
the
that
schools.
Was where
mm-hmm.
everything. Okay. Water fountains, bathrooms, the works. So okay. that's where it really got insidious. And she went to Wilson along with the Congress people trying to, you know, rescind that horrible bill, and he refused. That's where it really turned south for segregation. I mean, it really got bad.
That's so interesting.
Very interesting, Debbie.
There's a lot of things you can look up on it, and there's a lot of people that have done research, black and white, and it's really, even in my own family background, I could tell you things about my great-grandparents and so on and so forth, and it's mind-boggling, because on my mama's side, her mother's best friend was a black lady who actually helped raise, but on her daddy's side, totally opposite. They weren't KKK, but they honestly did not believe black people were human. They believed they were animals.
Mm.
And, mm. yeah, and now they did not mistreat them, because you don't mistreat your animals either, you know. Mm. But they honestly believed they were totally different species.
Wow. Mm. I've heard that
Mother
before. I've never really looked into that. I'll tell you one of the things that interests.
Descriptions and everything.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You know what helped lead to some of that thought when people have a stroke when they find this out.
What? Tell me.
Darwinism and evolution.
Scott, now there you're just meddling.
Because that's all the pointy heads believe in all that stuff.
That's
so
right.
If you believe in all that stuff, then where do you put everybody on the spectrum?
Well, I mean, go to Darwin's title of his book.
Yeah, strange. Hey, Debbie, we appreciate you.
It's a great call.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So apparently the Bass Reeves story that's on TV at best can do the based on somebody who was historical.
Mm-hmm.
The accuracy of the show is very questionable. But there's some different. I've actually found two articles. One is that he fought on the side of the North. Another article says he fought on the side of the South, because mm-hmm. his owner was fighting for the South. But the bottom line is, I think there was a person named that, and he did, regardless of his history, he did end up being one of the first deputy U.S. Marshal.
Mm-hmm. And he was very good at that.
Yes, yes. So, fascinating.
I went and found a history book, so I'll put that in my cart, too. Yep. I've got a stack.
The story is something about, where's the... written by a guy who does African-American studies at one of the California institutions. Now, I haven't found an article yet on... Here it is. Most of Reeves' known history comes from the book Black Gun, Silver Star, The Life and Legend of Frontier Marshal Bass Reeves by Art Burton, who was a Loyola University... Is it Loyola? No, that's not California. Is it?
Chicago.
Chicago. Loyola University Professor of African-American Studies.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
So, yeah, very interesting story. Good show, though, right? You like the show?
Very good show, because I like the whole freedom aspect, and yes. I really like his law and order stance. We were different back then. We were tougher. And I don't know. It's an against the odds kind of story, and
yeah, that's something that
everybody can identify with.
I need to
also
watch it.
Because I was like, wow, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, I didn't know his story.
Right.
So... there you
very
go.
Good. All right, let's see. Randall has been holding. Should we go to
He's
Randall?
Been so patient.
Let's go to Randall. Randall is ready. Randall, welcome to the program, and I hope you can convince Abs to try to avoid the internment camp.
The who's cow?
Yes.
No. It's not trying to avoid it. I'm trying.
You're trying to send her?
No, and have a proceed. No, I would go first in handcuffs before I let that happen.
Okay.
So what they're doing here is the Morris is starting to like comb through America, and you're going to see by the time your grandkids start, they're going to see that we're older than what we say we've been lied to, and the lie is going to be that Christians came here and took over and destroyed Moorish America, Titanium. You know, they didn't need power lines, all the free electricity, which is a lie.
What do you mean? What do you mean Moorish America? Like the Moors?
Yes, I'm saying
Islamic. There was Islamic America here, and they had all these towers that were shaped a certain way.
They're going to say that the Moors here, they had to build this built, and that's why cowboys is going to start being a target term. But what I'm getting at is that they want you to say this. Because they're going to say Christians come in here and destroyed all this and put black people in binds and chains and slavery, and that the government came in and saved it. There's another book called Woke Jesus that came out at the same time as this other book did that she's talking about. And what they're doing is they're saying that Christianity has been infiltrated, and that's why they're not going to distinguish. When the Haitians get here, they're not going to distinguish between black Christians and white Christians. They do not care. It's not going to matter about that part. They're coming to kill us. And so that they want you to say this because they want you to say that there was a different... they're going to get to that part where there was a whole nother civilization here, and that Christians covered up, put people in binds and chains, and took over their history, and that black people are the main people. Jesus was black. That's why they're saying that all these bridges are being hit, because Russia opened up the big oldest church in the world, and everybody in there, all the prophets are black, the Jesus is black, everything in there is black, everybody. And it's the oldest church in the world, and that we hiding it with all our bridge collapse. All this is going to come up in the future. Now, this ain't for us now, but you can read all this now, but this is for when they look back. History, they can carve it like they want. Because I told you about mine. We used to marry each other in the 1600s. They had to make a law against it. They want you to say government split us up, because they're going to say government come in here and save black people from Christians who put their hand on. But on to some of the other stuff. Like, that government... I messed up. I should never stop talking. But anyway, but your girl, Lady Bird Johnson, she is another Biden's wife deal. She really ran things. She was all about environmental justice. They've used it in beautification. But her and I hate to tell you, but Martin Luther King's wife, her sister, they from a talk. She's from supposedly Texas. You don't hear about her talk county. I'm right up the road from Lady Bird's house. They just put windows in it not long ago. Man, can't live in it, but they did redo it. But they are sisters, and for a fact. And you ain't going to find that nowhere. And
wait. Lady Bird Johnson and Martin Luther King Jr.'s wives are sisters.
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, they got the same dad. Yeah. So, but, and Lady Bird kept up. There is a book called Lady Bird Hiding in Plain Sight or something like that. She kept up with a lot of stuff. But I think they had changed a lot of her stuff. She, like, kept up with voice tapes in the White House. Lady Bird herself did. And, like, she was on a mission. And she hated the way they had her, the way the environment is now. Environmental people, she was 10 times worse in the 70s than anybody with purple hair is right now. Lady Bird was a monster. And nobody knew it. Nobody. That's what I'm saying. That's why we got to start, for our way they give us our stuff, we got to start thinking a different way and walking around these people. And somehow, because we're not going to go through. We got to go behind them and catch them from behind like they're doing us. We can't go through them because you tell them what they're doing, they just sidestep us. And I'm for yesterday, just so you know, I don't know if going by history and every time I look up Tupac, they used a woman to get him locked up. So saying he's gay, I don't know if he was or not. But I'm going to tell you about me. God did something to me to make sex a living hell to me. As soon as I knew I took care of my wife with another man. I did all this on purpose to get to this point I'm at in my life.
Randall, we got to take a break, brother. The computer's coming up. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Not listening. I'm not listening.
Hey, let's go out to quick. We've got two more curtains we've got to pull back. What was behind curtain number? I don't remember the numbers anymore, but we still have the mRNA and we still have District 2.
Yeah.
Which the District 2 race is really, it's funny the response from people.
It is.
Because now Caroline is the establishment candidate.
Apparently
in the,
so.
In the worldview of some people who love them some Katie Britt.
Yes.
It's which means they should know the establishment because they're big fans of the establishment.
Right.
But I'm just like, okay, fine. So,
yes,
I
thought that was weird. And I guess at this point, I will say this. I'm very happy for... I'm not going to say that.
I'm not happy or mad at either one. I was surprised by the...
The
results and the response from people.
I am happy for my nephew, mm-hmm. who voted at Pike Road.
Okay.
And my sister-in-law, who is just a boss, I love her, mm-hmm. took him to vote. And I just wanted to say really quickly that the Pike Road polling people were fantastic when he voted for the first time. Cheered for him,
really?
Encouraged him, told him he was doing a great job. And that's not anything he's ever going to forget. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say publicly, well done, Pike Road.
How does the cheer
well
go
done.
For voting?
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. Like, yay. Like, good job, bud.
Logs are wood. Then they rot. You did a great job filling in the dot.
Yeah. That's exactly.
That
Scott,
was the cheer.
If anybody doubts your genius. What I dropped the mic. You dropped the mic.
That's the cheer I heard the first time I voted.
How often do people find out that it's somebody's first time to vote and then make a big deal about it?
That is really
nice.
If
more of that happened, mm-hmm. we'd be in a better place.
Absolutely. Let's go. Speaking of a better place, let's go to Miss Love. Miss Love, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you are well.
Well, I got the best doctor in the world, so.
You got the best doctor in the world. I hear you.
I went to 3 hospitals in 1 week, and none of them did nothing for me. But like I said, I got the best doctor in the world.
Okay.
3. And I want to do this. I want to give kudos to those people that came out last night to the city council. And I want to say this also. Bah humbug to Mayor Reed. And I said it because this last victory speech was very divisive, divided the people. Told people where to go who didn't vote for him. But every time these politicians get in a bind, oh, let's unite, let's work together. You know, it's time out for that mess.
We have to work together.
But I'm saying it's time out for the divisiveness.
That's right. I'm agreeing with you. Yes, ma'am.
But, you know, we got to do better. And like I say, since they have messed up so bad, in my opinion, so many people died, I just feel like somebody else should be put over this so the problem can change and train these people what to do right. And that's my thought on everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Miss Love. Bob Riley used to say, we're in agreeance.
Did he really say that?
Oh, yeah. I think it might be a real word, but we usually say agreement, but yeah.
All right, well, I'm not going to ask Siri, actually. I'm going to look it
up. But you can't. Here's the problem with the dictionaries now online. Everything's in there. You get what I'm saying? Like, even the words that I mangle, that I know I made up, somebody's used it in the past, and it's now on the online dictionary. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not sure they were quote-unquote real words, but now everything's in there.
Well, because we do mashups and act like that was always a word. Yeah. Yes, you're exactly right.
I mean, I'm getting better at Scrabble because whatever slang that I use is in the dictionary.
Oh, we should play that on the tape. Like, we should just leave a constant game of Scrabble.
Scrabble out there. Like some people use to have the chess game.
Yes.
You just come back
Let's
and make one
Scrabble.
Move. Scrabble. But you'll cheat. I know you'll cheat.
I'm not going to cheat. I'm
you
not good
cheat.
At Scrabble.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I'm not good at
either.
It. Agreeance is a real word.
That's what it says. I haven't looked up the history of it yet.
Well, Scott, the history, it says from dictionary.com, is that it first appeared in the 16th century and enjoyed its greatest popularity in the 18th and early to mid 19th centuries.
So. 1 that April, the agreeance.
Yes.
Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. You got dos minutos, but we might carry you over, if necessary. Necesito.
Well, let me go quick then. So,
yes, sir.
You talked about pulling back a curtain, Scott. Remember
yes.
back when we had whistleblower protections?
Yes, that was in the old days.
How long before we're having people prosecuted under TOTO laws? You
What's
pull a back a curtain, you're getting prosecuted. Now, you said something about going to a better place, and you had somebody call in conflating Mayorkas with Majorca.
Yes.
Scott, I've been to Majorca, 1980.
Uh-huh.
You think Gulf Shores, but it's a vacation place for women from Sweden and England and Denmark, and the beaches are clothing optional.
Yes.
And you're an 18-year-old Marine. Oh, my gosh. So there's that. Now, last thing.
So it wasn't that terrible a place, huh?
No, if you were going to strand me on an island, Majorca would suit me fine.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll hang out at the Green Parrot every night and go stay at somebody's hotel room. Anyway, so I listen to local talk radio, and I keep hearing more and more different locations about increasing state and local taxes, Scott. Now, there's some irony here. How come state and local taxes have to be increased?
To save the government.
Right now, why do they have to be increased?
I don't know. We got to take a break, though. Clark will be with us on the other side. We'll be back.
Like a black cat.
I'm with
Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
By LaQuire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylaquire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LaQuire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
License 84417.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery. Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends at 1819news.com. Go check out 1819news.com. It is unfiltered, unbiased, citizen-supported, truth-teller news. 1819news.com, friend of the program, supporters of the program. Go check out that website. Let's go back to Clark and then Randall for a last word. Clark, welcome back. So you were asking me, Clark, why are the local governments in the state talking about raising taxes? Is that what you were asking?
Right.
Or why do they need taxes?
Okay. Why do they need more taxes? Why do they have to increase what they're getting? I mean, they always have to do that, obviously, but why more so now, Scott?
In 2024. Why?
Yes. Because the taxes they're getting right now will only purchase 75% to 50% of what they would have purchased 3 years ago.
Oh, so the states are having to raise taxes because of inflation.
Yes. So inflation is a tax. And when we got more time, if people want to know about that, we could go into it. But inflation is a tax. It's done by the federal government. So the money they borrowed that they have to pay back, theoretically, is not worth as much. So, in effect, they don't have to pay as much back as they borrowed.
Right.
Now, the state and local government, I mean, I'm sorry, but Albertville can't print dollars. So, if they need more money, they have to increase what they're taking from the tax base. Now, Scott, it's working out okay for the federal government, I guess, and it's working out okay for the local governments. But I swear, us poor fools that get up and go to work every day, we're kind of getting the shaft on both ends, aren't we?
We sure are. But it goes along perfectly with what I said yesterday or the day before, that we always have to remember that our elected officials, their goal is to save the government. If there is $1 left on the table, and they've got to decide between taking it and giving it to the government or letting you have it to spend on your own family, they're taking that dollar. Because government is first. It's not there to protect your rights. It is there to feed itself. And we have to remember that that has changed through the history of our country. And a lot of elected officials, they will, well, you know, when there was economic downturn, they would just beat themselves with whips, just lamenting the idea that a government employee might get laid off while thousands of Alabamians are getting laid off. But heaven forbid, these are government employees, are their employees. They are their family, and they will do whatever to keep them from having to cut the government workforce. We just have to remember that.
Well, you know, we used to have that term public servant.
Yes.
Works for the government is a much better term.
They don't, I agree,
work
with
for
you.
The public. You go to get Randall, and we'll talk again another day.
You got it, Clark. Great points.
Yeah.
Clark
Thank
is
you,
running down every rabbit trail when it comes to inflation. And I get his point. We need to remember that the government did inflation to us. The Biden administration, big on inflation. Randall, welcome back. I want to give you a last word. I don't know if you were, if we cut you off, I thought you were finishing up, but give us the last word.
Either that or thought I needed to shut up.
Yeah, you started talking, yeah. New topic, all right, topic.
All right, I want to say on the, how did I just go blank? All right, well, you talking about small bill. Becky Garrison, SBL 243, can you can you elaborate on that? Is she trying to make it where entities can rule the and not us being there to vote on our legislators who take care of business? So it looks like SB 243 is about to do something different there. And then y'all are, I ain't sure it's y'all, but on the Alabama Music Awards, there is a category that's got a podcast in it called Unfiltered. I don't know if it's y'all or not, but if it is, we need to know so we can make y'all go to the top. If it ain't, somebody is janking y'all a little bit and stealing us a little bit of y'all flavor. And I just want to throw that in. And then that's going on right now. Voting is taking place right this minute.
For the Alabama Music Awards?
Wait, are you talking about that ranking that just came out last week?
No. This is the awards for all of Alabama. Y'all would be in it because of a podcast situation. Kevin Elkins is in it. That's the only one that's radio-wise that does his Facebook Live every day, and that's how he got put in it. Jesse Lynn, which is a girl from Tall County, is in it forever. Another dude from Tall County, he's in it. There's a Toy from 93.1. She's in it. There's a couple. DJ Fresh from 93.1. And it looks like y'all, but if it ain't y'all, then somebody is snacking on you a little bit. And then on the Hawaii stuff y'all was talking about, there is a Hawaiian Chick-fil-A. And that is crazy on the menu. Like, they have everything. And now they got it under Truancy Kathy, which is who invented Chick-fil-A. But if you ever get a chance to go to a Truant restaurant, no matter if it's a Sonic one or a Chick-fil-A one, when they do it in a Truant style, it's almost like a Ruth's Chris for fast food. It's something you do not want to miss if you have a chance to go see one of them.
Okay. We'll do our homework on those things and let you know about the rankings. And also, Randall, to answer your question about Senate Bill 243, about some, looks like some weird stuff going on agriculturally with the state trying to take control. We are doing our homework. We've reached out to several people who offer very good information, except that it's pages long, and I need somebody to give me a paragraph. So we'll get back to you on that. We're looking into it too.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob with Dos Minutos. Lunchbox.
It's the third half. One Babe and Scott. 90 seconds. I'll be brief. Phrase of the day, moment of the show, Amy Beth Shaver. We are committed to the lies we believe. And in Alabama, for the last 60 years, we've been fed a lot of lies. And indeed, there's a lot of people very uncomfortable with the idea that we got to root these lies out. Some of them are buried deeper than an Alabama tick. And I'm not talking about hunting aliens in Costa Rica. Yes. Big Evo. Let's talk about the evangelical mega churches. They are the spam of Christianity. There is a little bit of truth in there, but it's a lot of fake filling, a lot of poorly chose seasonings, and unless you're willing to cover it with melted government cheese, it just isn't any good. Next. And let's think about this real hard, because they're in Montgomery. They're in Washington. They want to keep you fighting like cats and dogs, but all that ends with is you in the litter box. And you know what they don't serve in the litter box, Scott? Coffee.
Coffee.
Strong, black, and slightly better. It.
Very good. I'm so impressed.
That was good.
Good job, Lunchbox Bob. Is that perfect time, Scott?
That's pretty close. We got about 30 seconds.
Man, that was impressive.
Yeah.
I cannot find the Alabama Music Awards nominee link. It is not seeming to work.
Well, if you were nominated, they probably would have let you know by now.
You know, there's this little thing called our work webs email, Scott. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we should check them.
Yeah, maybe you should. This would be a good time.
You know, I mean, because it goes 2 weeks in between me checking mine, and I find all kinds of good things on there.
2 weeks? That'd be Johnny on the spot for me. We gotta take a break. We'll be back.
deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. Is $2,953 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36-month lease with $3,638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995. Expires 4/30/24.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling. And keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum. Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guy, that is not a song you're responsible for, is it?
Absolutely not. I don't know anything about Heinies and ice boxes.
That's the one we explored. That's the one we explored a couple of weeks ago, and I believe that might have been at Allison.
Allison explained that to us, and it still didn't make any sense.
And it was Heineken beer, I believe.
It was Heineken beer. I did. Mm-hmm. I looked up the lyrics, Scott.
You got it. Jim Ziegler.
Now Joey's trying to explain it to me, and I still don't get it.
It's not going to be any better, even with Joey.
I guess it's a you got to be there kind of thing.
First-timer Caroline Dobson wins the GOP congressional nomination in AL2. Will be facing off against Democrat Shamari Figures. Did anybody decide? I thought Shamari Figures lived in, like, Washington or something.
I think we had questions, Scott.
Yeah. Well, you know. Jim Zig Ziglar has the article over at 1819news.com. The first two rounds are over, and the final all-important match is now set. And look, it's a winnable race for Republicans. I'm just fascinated. It looks like Dobson ended up with 58% of the vote. Brubaker got 42%. But here's the interesting thing. There were only about 25,000 people voted in the whole congressional district.
That's all.
And we told people, hey, look, this is a time where your vote absolutely matters. It only takes a few votes. With that few people voting, a few votes changes this race from one percentage to the other. So she really only won by about 4,235 votes. Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
I mean, it sounds like, oh my gosh, what a wipeout, 58-42. But you're talking about 4,235 votes. Is that right?
That's great math, Scott.
I think it is. I think that's right.
I'd like to congratulate you for that.
But a congressional race with a 4,000 vote difference, 4,000 votes is not hardly anything.
No, it's not.
So very, very interesting how that happened. Caroline Dobson defeats Dick Brubaker. And so now the decision is for people. And look, Democrats will unite. They are going to go vote for Shamari Figures. It's Republicans who spend their time shooting each other in the foot. And let's be honest, this next election, we've got to elect more Republicans. And we've got to elect so many Republicans that the rhinos don't get a say. And we're chock full of rhinos. I'm talking about it as a rhino celebration. I mean, there are rhinos everywhere. But we need to elect so many Republicans. And look, I'm willing to give the Republicans one last shot. But if we can get Republicans in charge of the U.S. House and the Senate in big numbers, and Donald Trump as president, we have a chance to save the country. Now, I am not naive. There's a very good chance we could be in charge of both houses in the Congress, in the legislative branch, and in charge of the White House. And the Republicans in the House and Senate will do to us and to Donald Trump what they did to him last time. There's a very good chance of that. Mm. But we got to give it a shot.
Yeah.
As much as I hate it. You know, there's some places where we got to go vote for the rhino. Because at least the rhino will vote for us in leadership. I think. I don't know. We're in a whole new world. There probably are some Republicans who are likely not to vote for the Republican. And I promise you, in their caucus meeting or conference or whatever they call it, they're going to be trying to put the rhinos in charge.
Yeah.
They absolutely will. But we got to give them a shot. No doubt about that. Now, you don't want to miss, if y'all want to weigh in on the District 2 stuff, most people are like, hey, look, that's what happened, and let's go see what we can do in the fall. But tomorrow we'll have the mRNA stuff, which I know some people don't like listening to because it makes you go, oh, God, I took it. I got my wife to take it. I told my friends to take it. I know. I get it. But we all need to be warned of some of this stuff, so maybe there's something we can do about it. And we do have people come on the show regularly talking about what we can do. Charles First of Dewan, he wants to talk about an 1819 news article. We'll get that tomorrow. So what is it they used to say on the old TV shows? To be continued.
I love it.
Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time.
Same bat channel.
That's right.
Hey, y'all be good out there. Be safe. See y'all.
Get here.